This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Jane scheduled a whole bunch of songs for us from Linkin Park. You and she collaborated on that yesterday to make sure that those were all in there. If you haven't heard the news, Chester Bennington of Linkin Park committed suicide yesterday. And we have a lot of information, and you know, we sort of gather it all together, read all the sources, and spit some stuff out here. So that's coming up in just a minute. Right now, though, this part of the program is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers. We'll take caller number 97, 800-400-3697. You'll win a pair of tickets to the California's Great America Celebration of the Taste of New Orleans Festival. It's this weekend and next. Call in 97 right now, 800-400-3697. The 2017 Mazda 3, named a Car and Driver 10 Best 4 years in a row, better driving experience, is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealer today.
Bum, bum.
All right, happy Friday, yay, everybody. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by MyPillow.com. Be sure to click the Radio Listener Special tab to get two premium pillows and two go-anywhere travel pillows. Use promo code ALICE. That's MyPillow.com.
Hey, regarding my pillow, you guys, did you have to, you guys both got them. Did you have to get special pillowcases?
Well, the little travel pillows, apparently you can get those at like Blood Bath and Beyond, but I wound up just making some.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get
them.
Because
I'm super crafty like that. Yeah, they're just like little.
Thinking about that.
Yeah. You do have to make a special
the
trip.
The travel pillow, believe it or not, is a thing. So there's a lot of companies that make the.
Yeah.
I have travel pillows. Yeah. I won't go anywhere without that.
You gotta have a pillow, man.
Because I don't want.
Are you bringing your bed condom with you?
A blanket? Yes, I'm bringing my own blanket to the hotel.
By
and
blanket,
my
you
own
mean sleeping bag that you put over.
My own. Well, no. What I meant to say was, fortunately, I'm bringing my family with me. So.
Go ahead, you can say it. We won't tell. Hey, where's that gun?
Unfortunately, he has to tamp
my head
down
off
some of his germophobia.
Yeah, I have to calm down and do things a little differently when everyone's with me. Yeah. So I have to behave a little more sanely. Right. So I'll be bringing a blanket we'll all use as we'll share the bed. Mm-hmm. And then I bring my own pillow because there's no way I share pillows like that. You know, hotel pillows.
Yeah.
And nothing against that hotel. Mm-hmm. It's all hotels.
Yeah. Sure.
Everyone lays their head on those things.
Totally.
And you know what they also do when they're on those things?
Yep.
What?
They wipe their asses with them? What was that?
Vincent!
I didn't say it! She did!
Well, I saw what you were motioning.
Yeah, but
people are watching the show.
I know, but you didn't have to say it out loud.
I just said, I couldn't quite make out what you were doing. I'm like,
can she even
do
say
people,
that?
Like
yeah,
a dog
sexual
scooting its way across the across the rug? They're doing that on the pillows? People aren't doing that. And even if they are, they've changed the pillow cover. I appreciate that you have your limitations. I'm glad that you tone that down a little when your daughter's around because I don't want you giving her your OCD. But I think you'll be all right.
Right. I'll have my own stuff.
Right.
Anyway.
Even if you didn't.
Yes.
I think you'd be all right.
They
Got
make
it.
Pillowcases for the travel pillows. Thank you.
So from that fun stuff to this not fun stuff, we may never know the extent of the demons that drove Chester Bennington from Linkin Park to commit suicide. He was discovered yesterday morning about 9 o'clock by a housekeeper at his place in L.A., and I guess he'd just gotten there the day before. He'd been with his wife, and I think she's got 3 of his 6 kids.
Mm-hmm. He has 6 kids.
His 5-year-old twins, actually. So I don't know if they were the latest to be born, but it's just awful.
I say something real quick? We got a text from someone who was like, I don't feel sorry for him. He left his kids behind. I understand that opinion. You see it often
from
people because they want to call that, you know, Chester or someone who suicides a coward. That's the cowards. Listen, you clearly don't understand depression. It's not him saying, I'm going to get out of here and leave all these people. But he's sick. He's got a problem. And that's the problem with some of the mental health is that we need to discuss it more and it needs to be more clear what's going on with someone who might find themselves there.
Right.
It's so unfortunate that there's a person out there so angered by this guy's move.
Maybe they were affected by suicide.
Maybe. I don't know, but it just seems like, damn, man, you don't need to be so angry
by
this.
Be sorry for the people that he's left behind, it's but so know that was a personal internal struggle.
He was having serious problems.
Clearly. I mean, I can't feel anything but, listen, obviously, I feel unbelievable sympathy for the family of anybody. Listen, I had people in my life who've committed suicide and left behind families, and there they are walking around like zombies, and you don't know what to say, and it's the worst thing that can happen. But just saying to someone, don't do that, is not enough. People know that they're going to leave things devastated behind them. They do. They just can't go on anymore. And you're right. We need to pay way more attention to this stuff and talk about it much more openly. They actually, a lot of sources are mentioning Chris Cornell's suicide as a factor.
I agree and believe that 1,000%. Not only was it just like he went the same way Chris did, but it was on Chris's birthday.
Right. And they were really close friends.
Right. And he sang at Chris's funeral.
Yesterday, the day that his body was found was, in fact, Chris Cornell of Soundgarden fame, his birthday. He would have been 53. Chester was affected by Chris's death so much, it is hard to ignore. The day of Chris's death, Chester said, I'm still weeping with sadness, as well as gratitude for having shared some very special moments with you. You've inspired me in many ways you could never have known. I can't imagine a world without you in it. I pray you find peace in the next life. That night, Linkin Park was on Jimmy Kimmel Live, and Chester dedicated One More Light to Chris. He also, at the funeral, as you mentioned, he performed Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah. Do you have a little bit of the audio from those? This audio, obviously someone's filming this on a camera phone. Are they outside the church where this is happening?
Yeah, they're about 70 yards away, yeah.
Just awful. I mean, absolutely beautiful and a nice tribute to his friend, but terrible that he followed him. Yesterday, Chris's wife tweeted about Chris Cornell's wife, who survived him, tweeted after hearing about Chester's death, just when I thought my heart couldn't break anymore.
What happened? Sorry, I turned me off to cough. Still, anyway. She wrote T. Is that her name starts with a T?
I assume, because I saw that too and went, I'm not
sure. Who's T?
Yeah.
It must be
sounded
her.
Like a sign off, though.
All right.
Although his wife's name is Talinda, I believe. So maybe it's a reference to
her.
The wife who survives. I thought her name was like Sharon or something. Earlier this year, Chester said, where I'm at right now in 2017 is as far on the opposite side of the scale to where I was at this time in 2015. I literally hated life back in 2015. And I was like, I don't want to have feelings. And now I'm like, bring it on. He said this in March, 2 months before Cornell's death. Nikki Sixx tweeted, I am in tears. This is Nikki Sixx of Motley Crue. Who apparently was a friend. I am in tears. Chester just told me how happy he was. He was such a sweet and talented man. Pharrell said, Chester, you and the guys all influenced an entire generation. You went so hard. You set so many kids free of their environments and situations. The last time I saw you, you gave us chills.
Yeah, if there's people out there who are like, Linkin Park, they're huge. Yeah. They, in fact, one of their albums is Diamond, which is 10 million.
Mm-hmm.
So they've sold a lot of records.
Mike Shinoda, who is the co-founder of the band, he also is like the co-writer, producer, guitar player. What did you say? Also keyboard player. Like he does, he's half the band.
Exactly.
He was talking about how Chester was affected by Chris's death. Is this before Chris committed suicide or is this yesterday?
Sure exactly.
Well, here's a little of Mike Shinoda talking about it. He must be referencing the the Jimmy Kimmel appearance. Mm-hmm. There's also Chris Cornell and Chester Bennington. They performed together a number of times. Chris and Chester performed Hunger Strike in 2008. And here's a little bit of that. So there you go. If there are any further developments, we'll definitely get them to you. We talked earlier about how the news feed just washes over the world, and it just, you know, we all get hit with this stuff now at the same time, and there's no easing into it. Just boom, Chester Bennington has committed suicide. Boom.
Surprisingly, we got a lot more info about Chris, maybe because he was on the road. Maybe that's why. But it doesn't seem like we're getting any kind of reports about the moments prior or the night before. I guess you said he was in...
He was in L.A. He was with his wife, I think...
The night before?
Or was it 2 nights before? New Mexico? No. He had apparently just arrived. Hold on. I'll have it here somewhere. I don't have it here. I'll have to dig.
Well, you said New Mexico earlier.
Then it's New Mexico. Wherever it is, they have apparently another house, and that's where the wife and kids spend most of their time. And he was about to go back on tour. He had a bunch of stuff to do in L.A. In fact, he had a photo shoot scheduled for a couple of hours after his body was even found.
And was there a story about a video that they just released also?
Yeah that is... we played that song a little bit earlier. And that is... it's ironic because the song, I think it's called Talking to Myself... Mm-hmm. He has said in the past, this is things my wife said to me, so I'm basically singing from her point of view, and it's all stuff like, you know, some of the lines are, tell me what I've got to do, there's no getting through to you, the lights are on, but nobody's home, you say I can't understand, but you're not giving me a chance. The truth is, you turn into someone else, you keep running like the sky is falling, I can whisper, I can yell, but I know I'm just talking to myself. I know. So that video was actually released almost at exactly the moment that his body was found, like 9 a.m. yesterday. Ugh. Horrible.
We should mention again that we reposted the secret show we did with Chester.
Right. Chester came in, it must have been 5 or 6 years ago.
2009.
Oh, geez. Longer. 8 years ago or so. When the secret show was young. And
just a baby.
He and this guy, you had the name Ryan Shuck, is that the guy's name? He had a side project with this guy, and the two of them came in, and he was a fascinating, friendly interview. And
he told us the whole story about his career, and it was riveting.
It was. It's a great little interview, and it's lighthearted and fun, and it's just a... You know, if you want to check it out, where do we post that? At RadioAlice.com?
It's all over the place,
It's on the Sarah and Vinny page. Right. And there's a picture of all of us with Chester on the Alice973 Instagram.
O.J. Simpson, how will he survive now that he's going to be getting out of prison?
I thought you said $25,000 a month.
Yeah, that's going to do it. Yeah. That'll help. That'll be helpful.
I think most of us would be okay on that.
Yeah. They say here, he'll be released from prison to be dumped onto the cold, hard streets of Florida. Yeah. Don't worry. He'll be all right. He's got a couple of pensions, one from the NFL, another from the Screen Actors Guild, and who knows what else.
I thought pensions, not to sidetrack the story you're about to tell, but I thought pensions had a period of time they're paid and then they end.
I have no idea.
I didn't know.
I think that they start whenever you decide that you're going to retire, and they're worth different amounts depending on when you retire, but I think they pay you out till you die.
Really?
And then does your
spouse pick up on that?
I don't know. I have no idea. I think that with Social Security, doesn't a smaller amount continue to arrive for the surviving spouse?
I think so.
Yes. I do know.
Yeah.
But
I think that's how pensions work. But I'm. But
it's so funny though. We should know. We have them.
Yeah.
Well, and we don't know anything about them. I thought our pension paid us from the minute you tap it, turn it on, so to speak. I thought it paid us for 5 years.
Oh no, that's however much longer you live.
Huh.
I think that's how pensions work. But you know what? I'm wrong so often. That this guy could be completely talking out my ass.
This is the best example of how badly people are
understand
about
their
planning
retirement.
Their retirement.
Right.
I even feel like I've done a good job with it, and I don't know.
So that works out to about $300,000 a year just in pensions.
Pretty good.
It is. He still owes the families of Nicole Brown and Ron Goldman $33.5 million from the civil lawsuit in 1997, but they can't touch his pensions. So that money is his, and he'll be able to live a comfortable life with that. And as we discussed earlier, I wouldn't be super motivated to go out and work if I knew all that money was going to go directly to other people.
Yeah. You're just working to pay down a debt. You ultimately, I assume, he doesn't believe he owes them.
Although I could see his ego overtaking that.
He wants to go out there and still be OJ.
Be Juice.
Right. Well, and we were talking about how there were a lot of people who run conventions. I'm probably not a Comic-Con, but there's sports conventions certainly all the time, and people are in high demand for selfies and autographs and to get items done, and a lot of that's a cash deal. So he could easily support.
He's up against this. There are going to be television heads who, watching the obvious success of the last two OJ things, the TV show documentary and the TV show OJ, there are going to be TV executives who are going to be weighing whether it's worth the risk. And in some cases, of course it is.
To have him on? Right. Oh, no. He's absolutely more popular than ever. And he's a fascinating thing to even consider. It was such a crazy time in American history as we watched this thing happen and the jury deliberated for a minute and came back and most of us fell down. And Marsha Clark, and how could they have lost this case? And I mean, it's just become part of the narrative.
I could see him, as you said, Yuzi, I could see him doing it for the fame, for the
infamy,
admiration,
sure,
and all. Even if the money isn't going into his pocket,
right?
Because he's grown up with that since college.
They actually have estimates of OJ's net worth that are between $250,000 and $3 million. Mm-hmm. Although I would think that it would only be income. I mean, maybe that was just like retirement money that's been
paying
out to him since he's been in prison.
He hasn't been spending anything.
If you say it keeps coming endlessly, then he's got quite a savings there.
Goes into a deposit every month, and there you go. OJ's friend, Tom Scotto, says he'll be okay. He's not going to be poor. He'll survive.
Whew. Yeah, I was so worried about that. I couldn't sleep last night.
Me too. Oh, poor OJ. What's he going to do? Play a lot of golf. That's probably the answer.
That's his thing.
All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Pickles.
Oh.
You like them?
I do.
Well, then I've got a great story for you after
Fantastic.
These.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Lots of Linkin Park for you this morning with the death of Chester Bennington yesterday. This part of the program is brought to you by Taco Bell.
That is correct, Sarah. Thank you so much, everyone. You know this, but Vinny is broadcasting live from Disneyland Monday.
I am?
And what's going on at Disneyland, you ask? Well, it's the Summer of Heroes. It has arrived at Disneyland, and we put up a post on the Alsine73 Instagram celebrating Summer of Heroes. Heroes assemble. It's time to hero up and save
Luckily, Vinny's going to be there.
He's our hero.
Keep going. No, I didn't mean to interrupt. I didn't realize you were reading the script.
Really?
Did I just wreck the moment? Am I not getting kissed now?
Anyway, everyone, go to the outside on Instagram. Check out the picture. The first one and the second one are different, but
What is Bryn standing on?
He's climbing the walls because he's got his Captain America Mickey Mouse ears on.
Oh,
you're pretty agile, man.
So funny.
Are you stand? You've climbed the wall. Your feet are perched on the wall. You're holding yourself up
in the doorway,
there.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yes.
I heard him do it behind me, and I knew exactly what he was doing. He was climbing the walls, literally.
Not bad for a dad bod.
This is a good picture. That's really good for a dad
I don't even
bod,
know
actually.
Who I am.
I believe you're Groot from the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh.
Yeah.
And if you go to the next picture.
Oh, there are two.
There's, oh, yeah. See the next one? The next one has Vaughn in
it. I see Vaughn popping in there.
What's he holding?
He's holding a
paper bag?
No, it's a Groot
it's a
diary.
Oh, that's adorable. Oh, you can zoom in now. That's nice.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Cool. Oh, man. This is funny.
All right. Well, go to our Instagram, everyone. Alice973.
Hops right up in there. When you've had a morning, let Taco Bell make it a little better with the new breakfast quesadilla. Fluffy eggs, crispy bacon, and melty cheese pressed inside a warm grilled tortilla.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Monterey Bay Aquarium.
Oh.
Incredible characters, memorable moments. Share the love this summer at the Monterey Bay Aquarium.
.org.
Good job, guys. Thanks.
We're paying attention.
Thank you so much. Here's what's happening. I want to start with this.
Okay.
925 says, what does Hooman think of Steven Soderbergh shooting his new movie on an iPhone?
Oh.
That thieving bastard.
Wow, it's been a while.
I mean, really? Yeah. But
it's 10 years, but, you know, still it's your thing.
Well, listen, the technology on the cell phone is a lot more advanced than it was when we did it, so I'm happy for him.
You don't feel like he stole your thunder
before
you even had a chance to let the people see your product?
No. There was somebody who did a film on the rear camera from, like, a Toyota.
What? They just followed somebody in reverse the whole time?
I don't know how. I just read about it. I never got a chance to watch it.
What in the holy hell?
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Does it?
You can hear the beep
in
the background.
When it gets too close to the person?
It's a Prius backup camera.
Right.
Oh, funny.
They when you put it in reverse, it starts beeping.
Does it? Did they remove it from the car and just use it as the lens, or is it they actually back the car around following the action?
It looks like they're following it around. This is like a director's cut here, so they're showing how they did it, I guess.
Yeah, they're reversing a Prius to make the movie.
That's pretty funny. That looks like a full-on production, too.
Yeah.
Damn.
Good for them.
Find the actual video.
And there they are getting interviewed about it, Hooman. Boy, you should have thought of that one.
Wow.
He got interviewed, and he was in the Qatar Film Festival.
Yeah.
Well, I tried.
They didn't let you in?
Oh, you weren't in that one?
No, I mean, I met with them. It's...
The
film
Qatar
festival.
Film Festival That's, said no to you.
No, it's not that they said no. I wanted some things that they weren't willing to do. And
first class travel in a 5-star hotel? Is that what it was?
Well, the Qatar Film Festival is really closely related to the Tribeca Film Festival.
It is?
It is, believe it or not.
What do they have in common with Bobby D?
That's the thing. I think it is Bobby D. Like, you know,
right.
It's kind of an exchange thing. And it was back in the day. I don't know if they still are. So I wanted to do something with them and Tribeca. And I was constantly...
They didn't want to let you into the Tribeca one?
Well, I don't know. The guy just wasn't cool. He wasn't playing ball. So I was like, all right, well.
I guess I'll leave Qatar now.
Yeah, and go back to Dubai.
Did you tell him you'd flown there from America?
Oh, yeah. No, he knew.
I flew all the way here.
When I was in Qatar one night, I didn't know what to do, and Georgetown has a campus out there, and I met up with a bunch of Georgetown
Wait,
professors.
Georgetown has a
the
campus in Qatar?
Yeah, they do.
They do?
Yeah.
So and you right. do some semester abroad?
Yes. And all of a sudden, I end up at this crazy, beautiful piano lounge with this, I mean, it was something out of a movie, this woman in this beautiful red dress and singing and playing at the piano, and everyone dressed in 3-piece suits. I was like, this is...
What were you wearing?
Jeans and a
hoodie.
Flannel.
Oh.
You know me.
I do. Flannel and Qatar, huh?
Yeah, it's hot there, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah. Well, in the lounge, it was very cool.
Sure.
So how does that meeting end? You've flown all the way to Qatar, and here you are, you know, snacking on finger sandwiches, trying to get your film shown, and then he's like, okay, no thanks.
He's like, all right, I guess I'll go to the piano
nobody,
lounge.
Nobody ends it dry like that. Everyone always keeps it open-ended, which is like, yeah, you know, keep in touch. Let's see if we can figure something out. It's always BS like that. It's never...
You don't flip a table of a tray of finger sand. I didn't come here to eat snacks.
Right.
There's no...
The guy was nice, and then you do it. You know, who even knows if that guy's still there? You know what it comes down to? It comes down to, if you're at the right place at the right time and the person's cool, you're golden. Because film is so subjective. You know,
that's life in general.
You
right
know, 10,000 films get submitted to Sundance. 300 movies get accepted. 150 of the 300 are documentaries. So it's only 150 narratives, and only 30% of those 150 that get chosen get distribution.
Yeah, but don't you want to snap on the guy in Qatar? Don't you want to say, let me show you the miles I have put on this body and these shoes trying to get this film into one of these film festivals? I've about had it to hear.
So this is what happens. I've done those conversations. And that person, the dude
I'm
from
sure
Qatar,
you have.
Will say, let me tell you about my filmmaking stories. And then you sit there, and his stories are actually worse and more brutal than yours. And you're like, all right.
Okay,
well,
I'll go suffer more and then I'll come back.
This from a different
nice
angle.
Day.
Oh, God.
And by the way, one thing about filmmakers
yeah.
is they never stop talking.
I know.
Oh, it's, yeah. We're aware.
It's a million stories and it's nonstop.
I know some filmmakers.
Right. It's not good.
Pat's a filmmaker.
I was talking about Pat.
Right. I know that you are.
If you get him going, forget it.
Right.
It's actually nice, though. You just don't have to talk much. You can listen. No.
Pat's very entertaining. So
I agree.
At least if
but
he's
when he
gonna...
talks about film, it's like, hi, Pat. Hey, you want another beer or anything? Go to the house for a minute.
Well, good news for people looking to make films with cameras.
Yes.
Phones. Sorry. The Samsung Galaxy Note 8 release date has been announced.
Okay.
It's August 23rd.
Oh, right around the corner.
With a 6.3-inch screen. As you know, the Note 7 was the one that was exploding
yeah.
and had to be pulled from the market. So Samsung, this is their Hail Mary.
Right. We're back. And
to keep don't this
worry.
Product alive.
No if smoking phones.
If the Note 8 goes under, you have to believe that's the last we'll
Chloe?
See of the Note 8. Or the Note. Line.
I'm back. I'm the Samsung 8.
Are you just happy to see me? Right? Yeah. People's pockets are exploding.
Yeah.
Yow. That really happened. An
A
entire
lot.
Product
Enough
line
we,
was
right.
pulled. So pickles aren't food.
Okay. They are more of a
disgusting little shriveled
so you
green
do not
thing.
Like pickles?
Not really.
Oh, I like all kinds of pickles.
Me too. Mm.
Sweet baby gherkins.
We actually have some in
really?
The office.
Did you just?
I love those. And you
sweet
know,
sweet baby gherkins.
You'd love them. They're the crispest of all of the pickles because they're little baby cucumbers that have been done, and they're in this like sweet and sour. Oh my God.
So you've been somewhere where you've said, I'll have the gherkin.
No, I buy sweet baby gherkins because you never know when you're going to want it. They almost taste like almost like a sweet relish. But relish is just pickles. You like relish?
No.
Don't you like to have a spear of dill with your with a sandwich or something?
No.
It's such a nice counterpoint. It clears
counterpoint
the
to what? Your sandwich. Your actual meal?
Yeah, the sandwich. It kind of spices it up. Oh my. Bread and butter pickles.
Is
Those
that
are
the
nice
sweet
ones.
Baby gherkin brand? Is that what
Yes it is. I
you
pulled
just
it
pulled
up.
Oh. You like those too?
Yeah, I do. I love all pickles, actually.
So you'll be somewhere and say, I'll have the gherkins.
I have it at least a few times a week.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
Bread and butter pickles are like sweet baby gherkins, except they're with a bigger cucumber. Wanna
Listen
try one?
To that,
no.
everyone. That's a professional
no,
on the mic.
Mm. Thank you, Nuzi.
Aren't they delicious?
They're so good. Why do you have pickles?
It came in a package that someone sent us, and I just left them here because I was snacking on them.
Her and Brenner always
so good.
Hungry.
You want some pickles?
You're right about that. Aren't
really
this from
good.
Liam?
Is oh, that what it was in the little gift?
Yeah, when he flaked on us one day.
They're so, so good.
Anyway, if you do like pickles and consider them food, you might like the Tropicals.
Oh, what are these?
They're pickles in fruit punch.
Oh.
This is a thing. In fact, Thrillist put out a list of sort of the grossest foods that
Combos
people love in
something?
Every state.
Yeah.
And in Mississippi, the Coolicle, which is a combo of pickle soaked in Kool-Aid, is big there. And now, because that's something that people are into, the Tropicals will be coming out soon. It's a massive jar of pickles with fruit punch. You in?
Well, I'll certainly try them.
You would?
Well, why not?
Because you might throw up your lunch.
Or you might find your new obsession. Pickles are good for you, too.
No, they're not.
Oh, and they say the pickle juice is good for you if you have a hangover.
Oh, is that so?
Mm-hmm. How would you know about that?
Never tried it, but...
How would you know about that?
She read it.
I don't know. Someone read it, told me.
She doesn't. Haven't you heard her say she doesn't get hangovers?
Yeah.
That's lucky.
Is it, though?
Yeah.
Was there a... Someone is texting in about a pickle incident last night or something like that on Big Brother?
Oh, pickle incident. I don't remember.
Well, there were some... there was some throwing of some stuff, and I do think that some of
it was pickle juice. Yes. Okay, as a matter of fact, there was that was so funny. We haven't really talked about this.
We really haven't.
The kid that ends up in this argument is the kid I brought up to you when you got back from vacation.
He's a mental case.
He's absurd. Completely
absurd.
Off the deep end.
Has no idea what's going on around him.
It's there's bad parenting, Hooman. That is an example of bad parenting.
Kid's name is Josh.
Clearly, and you call him a kid because it's clear. He still lives with his parents. He must.
And he acts like a child.
Exactly right. Hmm. So anyway, they make this bet. I don't even remember the bet.
Bet is whoever loses this pool game, because they have a pool table out in the backyard, has to chug... a half a bottle of hot sauce and drink a jar of pickle juice, because I guess they have those things sitting out there. So it's, you don't want to lose.
Right.
But the kid scratches. On the eight ball. He's taking his last shot and he double taps, which it's an accident, a mistake that can happen to anybody. But as he's lining up his shot, he taps that ball and then hits it again and sinks the eight ball. And the guy who was playing against him said, "You just scratched. You lose.
On the eight ball.
You scratched on the eight ball. It is over." And that dude, the other guy who just lost.
Snaps.
Lost his freaking mind. It went crazy.
And it becomes an honor conversation about how you are not paying off your debt, which I understand, except that he's scratched on the eight ball.
Right.
And it was so funny. I'm sitting there. I stayed up way too late watching this last night. It's ruined me for today's show.
Yeah, you're great today.
But anyway, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Way to support me. Thank you.
I'm enjoying it very much.
Anyway, the missus sitting next to me. There we are watching TV at 9:40 or whatever at night, which never happens.
Right.
But she's like, "I wouldn't be able to keep from yelling, 'Yeah, but you scratched on the eight ball.'"
Yeah.
Because they continue to argue.
Well, the guy is convinced that he did not scratch and that he won the game. And it's so clear. The camera catches it perfectly. Everybody saw it because he's going for the eight ball. So everyone's watching to see if he wins. And everyone's like, "Yeah, no, you scratched.
On the eight ball.
On the eight ball. You just lost that game."
So,
he goes, "No."
So one guy throws pickle juice in the other guy's face. Then the other guy goes and gets mustard or mayo and ketchup and squirts that on the other guy. And
I have it right here, too, if you want to see it.
It's a full-on food fight.
But it's so pathetic. Like, the whole time I'm thinking, first of all, the guy who actually won because the other dude scratched just cannot defend himself or make any kind of case in point. He's the one who starts the whole food fight. Oh, he throws the pickle juice in his face.
He pickle juiced his face.
So then he goes back inside.
And now he comes back out. And meanwhile, everyone's sitting around the yard with their mouths hanging
open. This is Big Brother from last night, everyone.
He's got ketchup and
Oh, my gosh.
Meanwhile, the other dude is a total beefcake. Like, I can't believe that he just... poor thing. Poor baby. Should just get the... And then he just goes crazy and he starts bringing every other thing into it and turns the house upside down.
He's completely off the deep end. Completely.
The deep end.
I don't know how... I guess parents, you just love your kids so much that there's no possible way you could see how that kid's behaving and say to yourself, "We've failed that boy."
Yeah. I was picturing his family at home. I'm like, are they proud of him? Or are they? Maybe they're like, oh, yeah, yeah, stick up for yourself. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, I'm like, no, he lost. And he's just, and then he's calling the other dude out for poor sportsmanship as he's ranting and raving, running around the yard after he lost the game.
This is Big Brother from last night, so everyone. Great. We love the show. I know you might be saying, what in the hell are you talking about?
Big Brother.
Also, what's the girl's name, Jessica?
Yes.
When she jumps in, you go, what are you doing jumping in?
Hey, you should.
Yeah, what are you?
Yeah, you're already on the outs with everybody.
Zip it. Anyway. It's a good show last night. I won't be staying up for the 9 o'clock episode ever again, but I really like it.
Yeah, that's so good.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 510 says, why don't they just do it above ground? You're talking about the Hyperloop.
Yeah.
It's made the news again today. This is Elon Musk's big invention.
I hope in places they will do it above ground.
He's going to somehow, he's gotten approval to go from New York to D.C., but he's also working on L.A. to New York, and it's going to be this underground.
Yeah.
But part of the reason he wouldn't do it above ground is because he invented this drilling machine, which is he's going to employ.
Oh, the boring.
Yeah, the boring company. That's how you do it. You invent companies that can all work together on stuff. Hey, I know. Let's hire my other company to do the work we need for this project.
Yeah.
Durr.
That guy's brilliant.
He really is. Mm. You're right.
Elon Musk saves the world.
What hot model is he or actress is he with?
Johnny Depp sucks.
Amber Heard.
Right.
Is that still going
on? Yeah, he's tapping that nightly. Good, probably right now as we speak.
He's an awkward dude. I hope she can bring him out of his shell.
He is awkward.
Some pension texts rolled in as well.
Yes, we did get a couple of those. Let me see if I can.
We were discussing how O.J. Simpson has pensions coming to him from SAG and from the NFL, at the very least, and I'm sure Social Security and whatever else, too.
Wasn't he in Top Gun?
He was.
Well, yeah, I'm sure he gets lots of...
Nordberg.
Not Top Gun, you guys.
Naked Gun.
But he was Nordberg.
Yeah.
Right?
And there were a few of those, right?
Yeah.
So, we wondered about pensions. Isn't it lame that we don't know? But, I thought that they came to you for life. And
oh, here it is.
I do think that I think that's what people are saying.
They're
saying your spouse gets it. Pension is until you die.
You are paid your pension until you die, and your surviving spouse will continue to receive it. Pension is like deferred compensation or 401k. It's all yours. I'm not saying that's not true for your pension, sir or madam. But some of the problems are these are government pensions, which do pay till you die. And that's one of the reasons you hear this term pension tsunami.
Right.
Which
all
everyone's
of a
worried.
Bunch of people
all these people who are on retire. Pensions from government work are breaking the back of our economy.
Right.
And yet they've earned them.
In a lot of cases, it's because the pension funds were mishandled. Those were put in the whole time that the employee was working there, and then they get invested in bad things or they get squandered for something. Oh, we got all this pension money. We'll use that. No, that's pension money. If you say that someone's going to have a pension, you as the employer are obligated to then save the money for the person's pension.
Right.
It is deferred earnings.
707, pension pays till death. 650, all pension plans have different terms. We should probably call about our pension plan. That's weird that we can't. Neither of us can answer that question.
And
you're
saying,
in SAG, right?
When it comes to Social Security,
yeah, but I don't know. I know less than nothing. My husband knows more about it than I do.
Huh.
Well, you should probably ask him about it.
Hey,
you know he is
right.
Older than you.
Speaking of your husband, Johnny V, friended me on LinkedIn yesterday.
Oh, on LinkedIn, really?
I was like, absolutely, Holmes.
He got an Instagram account yesterday or the day
what
before.
What the F is
well,
going on?
Well, let me
on.
Go and say, hey, what's up, Johnny V?
I don't know.
All right. Well, good news.
Maybe he's just doing it, to link up with people to find a job.
How's that going?
Well, these are ways that
He's trying.
If he's job hunting, these are ways people look into you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
you need to have something to look into.
Mm-hmm. You know, if they go, you don't even have an Instagram?
What are you, 60?
What are you doing? We go to look for some pictures about you and your life and see what you're up to and crickets.
Yep.
So good for him.
Well, yep. I'm not up to anything. Check out my wife's Instagram. That's where all my life is.
How's the job hunt?
The job hunt is going okay.
Give us
he had
update.
A phone. Nothing really to update. He had a phone interview the other day.
right.
All so right. That's a story, everyone.
We're going to celebrate the small victories on this show.
He's working on cover letters today.
All right. Oh, cover letters. Yeah. Nothing like them.
Johnny B.
Hey, the new music coming up right after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.